In this week's Cotton Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Hurricanes, tropical storms have devastated fields, really crippled yields all through the southeast and the mid-south. In the west, in Texas, they've had one of their worst crop years ever. USDA's disaster declarations include over 300 cotton-producing counties and almost 80% of the U.S. cotton acreage. In a number of states, Alabama, for example, all cotton-producing counties have received secretarial disaster declarations.
This is Cut 2, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Eliminate the 95% cap on projected crop income and deductions for crop insurance. It would also include $300 million in economic assistance grants for small businesses who suffered material economic losses as a result to weather-related agricultural losses. So, for example, crop dusting, if this were to become law, would be eligible for some economic assistance because, obviously, if they're hitting the crop to dust, then they have a lot of input. They've spent a lot of money and capital. They just aren't being able to make it this year.